This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, an apple definitely does not fall far from the tree: overdue library book fines. Got an email from the local library the other day. One of the kids has a couple of books overdue, a chronic feature of my childhood. I spent a whole lot of my lunch money paying those fines, but in Los Angeles County, librarians are trying something a little bit different. Marketplace's Rima Crace has that one.
Sixth grader Jonathan Morales gets in trouble at school for possibly the best reason.
I get in trouble for reading.
He's a reader.
During class, I'm supposed to pay attention to the teacher, but I just have my head down reading.
What are you reading?
Good books, necessarily.
Not bad books.
Yeah, not bad books.
Jonathan checks out those good books, lots of comics, from the East Los Angeles Library. And sometimes he holds on to them for a little too long.
And then when we look for the receipt, we lose the receipt, so we don't know when we're supposed to turn it in. We're human, we make mistakes.
The size of his current mistake? 2 dozen overdue books, $28 in fines. Lucky for him, LA County launched a program last summer that lets anyone 21 or younger sit in the library and read away their fines. That's what Jonathan was doing when I interrupted him. He was there with his mom, Elizabeth Morales.
It's a good thing that we have this program because sometimes we don't have money to pay.
Jonathan knocks $5 off the fine for every hour that he reads. Since the program launched, the county has already cleared more than 3,500 blocked accounts. Darcy Hastings is LA County's Assistant Library Administrator for Youth Services.
We know that once a few dollars accumulate, sometimes, a lot of times, the cards just stop being used, and that doesn't help anybody.
She says in addition to letting people read away their old fines, the county last month decided to do something even bolder. It's now offering a new library card to students 18 and younger, a card that allows them to check out up to 3 books at a time with 0 penalty for late returns. Hastings says the county, along with a small but growing list of places, have decided that the use of fines makes libraries unwelcoming. And
it hasn't done what it was designed to do, which was to get the book back on time so somebody else could borrow it.
Hastings says it seems many people don't respond to the threat of a fine, but she's not sure why.
Maybe we need a behavioral economist to actually figure that out for us.
Okay.
My name is Uri Gnizi, and I'm a behavioral economist at the University of California, San Diego.
Gnizi says it's because library fines are too small. When they're just 15 cents a day, a dollar a week, they are not much of a deterrent.
That basically says to the reader, well, it's not that bad to be late. Now you're telling me that it's only $1 bad, then I might as well do it.
He says either hike the fine by, like, a lot, or get rid of it altogether.
No fine promotes better behavior than a small fine.
Without money in the mix, Gnizi says readers are more likely to return books on time because it's the right thing to do.
In psychology, it's called communal relationship. You don't want it to become an exchange relationship. Like when you go to the supermarket, you expect to pay for things. It's fine. You think that libraries want to be in the communal world.
But truth is, they're also in the financial world. LA County says it can afford getting rid of fines. They make up less than 1% of its $200 million library budget. But for smaller places like the Ahoopee Regional Library System in Georgia,
we shouldn't have to balance the budget with fines, but it's really the only way we can.
Cameron Asbell is the director of the library system. She says those 20 cents a day add up to more than $13,000 in annual fines.
I'd say in one of my counties, the fines account for about half of the book money. So we couldn't buy books without fines.
But Asbell says she doesn't want kids to think of librarians as these unforgiving, forever shushing guardians of books. She says that's how her town saw one of her old librarians.
She rode out with the sheriff's deputy and would knock on doors to get the materials back.
Luckily for those people, that librarian is now retired. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.